So I had arrived at Baigiri in 2007, which would have been year 11 of a Baigiri. And originally I just tend to stop by and then go to see other monasteries, but end up just staying, and glad I did. And looking back, I appreciate the comment, reflection offered earlier that monasteries, the people, always, yeah, appreciate the sense of community at a Baigiri. I remember there's this room on the corner, which is now the terrace vestry. It's by the standing wooden Buddha. And we used to have sort of heart meetings or circle meetings in there in the early days. And it'd be like Ajahn Pasno, Ajahn Amro, and Debbie, and then Samanera Chunda, and then Anagarika Witt, and myself. It was then Anagarika Nick. Yeah, just the general encouragement through all the ups and downs and doubts. And now it's another place that's quite meaningful is the, now it's called the Monk's Dining Hall, but in my kind of prefer to still refer to it as the Old Dhamma Hall. It's where I had the Anagarika ceremony and Samanera going forth, and was the, in some ways also felt like the heart of the community. It was many things, and big part of the weekend or schedule or rhythm in the early years was the Wanpra vigil, very consistent. And it was both, every lunar observance day or almost every, staying up, and then first part of night was kind of okay or enjoyable. And then midnight tea, which was very nice with Ajahn Pasno and Ajahn Amro and gathering around and the trays and very nice. But then also that sense of dread of when it's going to end. And then there's going to be that dreaded period between midnight tea and the morning chanting at 3 a.m., which was always found quite difficult. But also remember this feeling of worthwhile, like many things, during time in a Baigiri, challenging but also worthwhile feel, opportunity for growth.